Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In our household, there are two dogs. Buddy is the older of the two, and he's also the alpha. He's a mixed breed. His color is kind of fox-like. He has a fan tail, like many Pomeranian dogs have. But he has short legs and a long body and snout, kind of like a dachshund. So we're not really sure what he is. He has the temperament of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Most of the time, he'll lie on the couch near someone fast asleep. But the moment he hears or sees somebody walking past the house or a vehicle, because we live on uplands in Rutherford, so sometimes vehicles do sort of before they take off. When he hears those kinds of things, his body tenses, and he throws himself at whatever window he can get close to, and he barks with such force that usually it leaves him coughing and wheezing for a little while. Our attempts to train this aggressiveness out of Buddy have met with very little success. Buddy is what he is. Our other dog is named Neville. We think he has the marks of Shih Tzu and Pomeranian breeds. Before we adopted Neville, he was debarked. He's still very vocal, but his loudest volume is very low and breathy. I am Neville's person. He spends time with Heather and with John and Julia as well. But when I'm in the house, he's following me wherever I go. If I sit down, he sits down. He sticks to me like a shadow, which is the nickname that I've given him. Neville is one of those dogs that fits the traditional canine moniker, man's best friend. He sits with me on the couch, sleeps with me on my chest when I lie down for a rest, licks me, oh boy, almost more than I can stand, and he waits eagerly at the door through much of the day, waiting and waiting, knowing that eventually I'll open the door and come in. Man's best friend. Among creatures, dogs certainly do fit the bill. But in absolute terms, human beings have a friend much greater than any dog. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24 observes, "A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother." In Jonathan, the son of King Saul of Israel, David found a friend like that, one who stuck to him closer than a brother. When his father Saul was in the throes of insanity and jealousy towards David and he wanted to just kill David, Jonathan stepped in between his father and his friend and saw to it that he was protected and from his father's wrath. Blood may be thicker than water, but there is a love between friends that's stronger still. But greater still is the love of God for us. Paul, in his letter to the Romans in the 5th chapter, extolled God's great love for us in these words: God shows his love for us. God shows his love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for us. While we lived as his enemies, God made himself our friend. God's Son robed himself in human flesh and blood. He came right into our midst to show what regard God has for his human creatures. And he was no fair-weather friend, Jesus. for we didn't return his friendship. Rather, by pride and selfishness, we turned our backs on him as true God and true man. We didn't think we needed his help. We were confident that we were good enough, strong enough, and wise enough to do things our own way in life. Instead of turning his back on us and returning to heaven in disgust, though, Jesus allowed our forefathers to arrest him, to accuse him falsely, to condemn him and crucify him in shame. However, Jesus' lonely passion and death were a part of God's mysterious plan to put his love for us and for all people on display forever. Christ, God's Son, died for you. Unable to free ourselves from the evil nature that has turned us from God's image bearers into God's enemies, God in Jesus set us free. Jesus stuck with us. He suffered our worst. He absorbed the divine punishment that was ours for our rebellion. When God raised Jesus from the dead, he returned to us with good news. You are free indeed. Free to live with faith in God's promises. Free to obey God's commands, though not yet perfectly in this life. Free to call upon God as a beloved child, to talk to God as intimately as a child does to their father. Abba, Daddy. The Holy Spirit emboldens us to cry. Free from sin's persistent downward pull. For through baptism we died to sin and rose to live with God in faith and love. Free from the bondage to the law. No law can guide us without also condemning us for our sin. But the grace Jesus won for us on the cross speaks a word of forgiveness that silences the law's accusations, allowing us to rest in the strong and secure embrace of Jesus, our friend. Jesus sticks close to you and to me, for he has sent his Holy Spirit to dwell in us. God, the Holy Spirit, convinces us that Jesus loves us. He helps us to live in that love by repenting of our sin and relying on his grace so that we can live our lives as God's servants for others. The Spirit assures us that we belong to God, and he helps us to pray and hope and believe in God to order life for our good, even when we suffer hardships and troubles and persecutions, just like Jesus did. When we finally walk through the valley of death's shadow, still our friend will be with us, there to receive us, to keep us secure for the resurrection day. And so, to conclude this part of his great sermon of salvation, Paul asks a question. What then shall we say to these things? Now, that question on the surface sounds like it is an invitation for us to answer. But Paul, being a preacher, doesn't wait for our answer and gives us the answer himself. If God is for us, who can be against us? Jesus, our Lord and brother, sticks by us and stands for us. He reconciled us to God, made us to be God's children again through grace. Jesus rose from the dead and ascended to heaven, rules in his Father's name with all authority over heaven and earth, and intercedes or prays on our behalf. What a friend we have in him. And how we need the friendship, the saving friendship of Jesus as we journey through life. Only he can help us to remain on the path of faith and love that is eternal life. When temptations try to snare us and bind us in sin again, where else can we turn but to him who was tempted in every way like us, but never fell to temptation? When we falter in our calling to put to death the deeds of our sinful nature, Jesus is the one we call upon in hope of receiving forgiveness and grace to do better in our lives. Through each day of life, though we face a future uncertain and at sometimes unfriendly, Jesus is our confidence, our strength, our hope, and our true friend. His love will never fail us. Never? Never fail us? That's right, cries Paul. Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? And who shall separate us from the love of Christ? He asks, again without waiting for our answer. Can the law condemn us anymore? No, for Jesus completely fulfilled it for us. Will Satan's accusations prevail in God's court against us? No, not with Jesus as our defense lawyer. For God counts us righteous or right before him for Jesus' sake, because of his loving work on our behalf. The death of Jesus is our peace with God. Name the disaster. Pick a problem. Think of a threat. Can any of them truly signal that we are beyond the reach of God's saving hand? No. Nada. Never. His love will never fail us. He will never forsake us, nor will he ever leave us. Think what that means. And again, Paul eagerly tells us, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. So from the moment you open your eyes to the new day, until your head hits the pillow for a night's sleep, no matter what that day has brought to you or brings to you in the future, joy or sorrow, disappointment or fulfillment, pain or pleasure, you can always say to yourself, God is for us. Jesus loves us. And the Holy Spirit is helping us. And you can say to God, thank you, my Heavenly Father, for I am more sure of your love for me than I am that the sun will set tonight and rise again tomorrow morning. And you can say to the people among whom you live, there is a brother who sticks close to us, who never, ever turns his back on us. And his name is Jesus. Thanks be to God. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds united and at peace in Jesus Christ. Amen.